Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I am proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I've got an excellent interview feature on tap for you this evening in the form of Toronto's Demure, and we will get to that shortly. But first, let's check out this episode's track of the week. This one is out on Frankie Rizzardo's LTF label. It's JP Chronic and G in the Club.
Out, been crunked all night, no breaks or timeout.
But you knew this to the beat, yo, we move it.
Okay, a great track of the week there, G in a Club by JP Chronic, and that is out now on LTF and can be had wherever you buy your tracks. On to the feature for tonight's episode. Demure hails from Toronto and has been serving up his unique brand of truly underground house on the global stage, and I was fortunate to be able to interview him and discuss production, DJing, and his purveyor underground label. Lead track here is No More Chances. This is DJ Waugh speaking to Demure, Toronto-based. He's been producing and DJing for over 2 decades. With releases on Anjuna Deep, Nervous Records, Snatch, Heist Recordings, and his own purveyor underground, he's clearly made an impact on the scene. With gigs at Spybar in Chicago, Monkey Loft in Seattle, Space Miami, and El Row in Barcelona. His CV hits all the high notes, including loads of other global destinations. Labeled Beatport's Hype Artist 2018, he's dropped two albums this year, Visions and Under the Waning Moon. As well, his latest release is a remix of the Memorex track Distance, which dropped last week and is available on Jamie Jones' label Music for Lovers and can be had wherever you buy your tracks. It's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is Demir. So kicking things off here, how would you currently define your sound, and would you say it's evolved over time?
I would say it's about the same type of groove, but I'm not afraid to jump into, you know, like a deep soulful house, tech house, and back again to just house and jack and house. So I'm pretty open to other things, but it's still, you'll know it's a Demir sound at the end of the day.
Whoever your companion be, let no one destroy your energy. Provide you hurt no one else. Provide you hurt no one else. Provide you hurt no one else. The morals of it all may seem evil indeed, but it can be no doubt that love is what they need.
Okay, going way back to the dawn of all this for you, can you think of two or three tracks that really opened your eyes to electronic music, and what impact did they have on you?
Oh, okay, yeah, that's easy. So for sure, Rhythm is Rhythms. The Strings of Life, but then there's It Is What It Is. Those tracks, huge impact on me, is like actually my first introduction to electronic music. From a jacking house perspective, just DJ Sneak and his music, that whole sample bass culture, you know, taking soulful stuff and putting really dope house hard-hitting beats on it. You know, in terms of like a third track, I definitely say Derek Carter has been an inspiration for me, more so in his DJing, but in his approach to production, in particular with, you know, layering sounds with his voice, has been very inspiring for me as well. So those are definitely the ones that stand out the most for me.
We'll be right back.
Okay, let's talk about process here. Can you tell me what it was like to build up your reputation both as a DJ and producer in the Toronto club scene and eventually to this day?
Yeah, great question. For Toronto, I just kept working away. But there was a point where I realized, you know, and I think this happens to every up-and-coming DJ and producer, no matter what city you're in, is that you have to eventually realize that, hey, I got to step outside of the city in order to make a broader name for myself and then get respected back in the city. And it's, you know, not a shot to anyone in my own city or any city for that matter. It's just the way it is, you know. People locally, they work with certain people that they can trust and they attain certain results from those individuals, and then they just get into that mode. So if you're the new person coming along thinking, hey, I'm going to add some value to the scene, like anything, it's got to be earned. And the best way, in my opinion, to do that was to just step outside, put out great music on some respected labels at a global level, and people recognize, oh yeah, you're from the city, and then they eventually put you on. I mean, things have changed now to the point where I think it's just better to build your own platform steadily. So I've been doing that through social media and just through putting out great music on my own label, Purveyor Underground, and keeping at least 95% of what I make to myself to be released on Bandcamp or on Purveyor Underground Limited, which is the vinyl side of my label. It just works more effectively for me.
Okay, let's talk about production here. What's your history of DAWs that you've worked with, and currently which one are you working with and why?
I work in Logic. I've been working with Logic probably close to 10 years now, but before that it was Cubase, which is why I think I like Logic. I worked with Cubase back in the 90s with a lot of outboard gear and MIDI, dumping tracks to a recorder and stuff. So Logic is just sort of a natural progression for me. I used Reason for a while and I tried Ableton, didn't really like it. So Logic just feels comfortable to me. I'm able to get ideas down quickly and not necessarily having to think about the creative process. I just do it. So that's why I love it. I love Logic along with the UAD products because it reminds me a lot of the sound. It's more analog based. The emulations are really, really convincing.
Okay, and then how do you go about producing or putting together your tracks? Do you generally hear ideas in your head before you get started, or are you content just to sit down at the computer and see what that leads to?
Yeah, most of the time I would say I'm a sample-based producer, so I'm sampling a lot from vinyl and a bunch of different sources, and I'll hear something a certain way and put it down and work that out. Other times, I do have an idea that just hits me like a bass line or something. Like that happened with Rawness Beat 3 on Hot Creations. With that track, that bass line just entered my head and it wouldn't leave until I wrote it down. And I have another track coming on Elro called Let Me Show You Something, and it's pretty much vocal based, and that, you know, I just had to lay that down, and all the vocal parts are me. So it could go either way, but most of the time it's a sample that I love, and figure out how to flip it and add to it to make it my own.
Okay, and then thinking back to your early days of production, was there some aspect of that whole process that was challenging for you during that period? And eventually, how did you navigate your way out of it?
Yeah, definitely in the early days, it was more about the sonics of a track and learning, you know, how to make sure sounds balanced and the mix down. A lot of it was trial and error when I was younger, and then eventually you come to a place of, oh, I need a proper treated room to do things. So the room I'm in now is like my dream room, but it's, you know, it's an investment. It's like $5,000 to treat this room, bass traps and everything else. But you can't mix what you can't hear properly, right? So that was a huge epiphany for me. And the other level up was UAD products, you know, getting a Pultec EQ, for example, that sounded like the one I heard at Metalworks Studio. Exactly. So those were the level ups for me. So a little bit challenging, but eventually broke through it.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
You are listening. listening to the Demure interview here on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and the station is 101.9 CITR. That half of the show wrapped up with High Alive and Dirty, full track list, and a selection of Demure web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Part two kicks off with one for the ladies. This is Lusting You. Okay, let's talk about your label here a bit. What is the good and the bad of running your Purveyor Underground label?
The good part of it is just creative freedom, right? And you are able to put a brand message out and have it connect with people who feel and think the same way and support it just at a loyal level. That's the exciting and great part about it. The challenging piece is sifting through a lot of music, bad music, it's because it's just so saturated today, right? Anybody could grab a laptop and whip up a track and think it's good enough to release just because of the sheer access technology affords us. So I'd say that is really the only downside, is dealing, like sifting through and trying to find the gems. But we've gotten better at it, and I go with the feeling, and we put that out, you know, the tracks that we believe in.
I think I see the fire in your eyes. You're burning, but you know you need the light.
Okay, this year you've dropped two albums. One was Visions back in January, and the other is Under a Waning Moon in June. How did you find the time to put both of those together, and how would you characterize the feel of each album?
I'm a workhorse. I have to admit that. I'm constantly working on stuff. So with Visions, or any album that I do, I come up with a concept, and I'm in that mode for a while. So with Visions, that was something that started like well over a year ago, and I had a bunch of sketches all put together with people I wanted to collab with. We did the collabs, and there's your album. And Visions is all about my relationship with God or the universe, however you want to put it. It's just a feeling, and I needed to get that out. It, you know, if you look at the details of the artwork, it's the biblical character Daniel telling King Nebuchadnezzar about his visions. I'm not deeply religious, but I know a thing or two, and it was perfect. It captured exactly what I wanted. Whereas Under the Waning Moon, again, that was a bunch of sketches that I'd say I had around like last year, and at the top of this year, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do two albums because damn it, I can. And I'm not gonna follow rules, it's my own label, and we'll give them different flavors. So Under the Waning Moon is about, you know, the human experience and dealing with intimate relationships. And those are the things, that's just life. You know, life is what inspires me. You know, as long as you're living and experiencing this, there's no shortage of things to be inspired by. So that's what that album is about. I just got the test pressings for it yesterday, and I'm excited for that one to hit vinyl as well.
Okay, let's talk about DJing here. What is your setup of choice? Which mixer do you like? How many CDJs do you like to operate on? And when you are playing, are you bringing in stems, acapellas, things like that? How do you approach the whole experience?
Hands down, my preferred mixer is the Pioneer V10. It's definitely a leap. I was introduced to the mixer right at the start of the pandemic back in March 2020, and I was astounded by this quality of sound. Like, it didn't sound like digital. It sounded very warm and analog to me, at least. And I just saw all the creative possibilities with the mixer. So that's my preferred mixer. I just love it. All the options you get with it, and more importantly, the sound. Now, I do use about 4 decks, preferably, when I'm playing. And over, I'd say, the last 2 years, I've been like freak with the acapellas, just because the CDJ, the 3000s. I mean, a lot of people don't seem to love the deck, but I love it because you can shift the key. It opens up other creative possibilities as a result. So, yeah. I don't necessarily play with stems. I do a lot of blends. I do some looping, and I love bringing in a old acapella, and you got to ride that pitch and make it work. I find that part of DJing super fun. All that energy goes right back into the audience, and you can feel it. So that's my ideal setup and my approach.
Okay, and there was so much on-the-fly stuff happening there. Do you plan some of that stuff in advance, or do you generally just go on the fly and see what that leads to?
Oh, no, it's improv. Like, I do have a folder of acapellas that, you know, I can easily get to, and I'll normally isolate a deck just for the acapellas, so I know, okay, that's what I got going on there. But it's all impromptu. I come from the school of thought that DJing makes you a better producer. I was the DJ first, and then I went into production a very long time and came back to DJing. So to me, the two go hand in hand. And as a result, when it comes to DJing, just like a song production, you're telling a story, you know? I don't throw out an acapella just to throw it out. I'm throwing it out in a moment where it's relevant, not only to that beat, but to that feeling, to that moment, and it's a conversation with the audience. Yeah, those are my thoughts on it. It's got to be, I love the impromptu stuff because it's just, it's much more organic and a stronger sense of feeling.
Blessed.
Okay, tough question time here. Can you think of one or two tracks that you've made that are your absolute standouts, and what makes them so special?
Best I've made. What a question. I'll just go with the ones that I enjoy playing, and the other one I'll throw out is just because it seems to connect with people at a very strong level. So one of my favorite tracks is called Shroom Tripping. I love that song just because it's got every element of like hard jacking beats, but almost a techno sort of feel in the bass line, and it's moving up and down. So much dynamics in that track that I just love. And you know, in terms of songs where it's like, yeah, this is a special one, definitely High Live and Dirty. It's one of the first tracks I made in my new studio on headphones, actually. And I knew that would be special just because I could feel immediately and see how people would connect to that on a dance floor and celebrate that song, forever, basically. The other one is Lusting You. A lot of the ladies seem to like that. And it's a very simple loop, but the vocal, it's a universal vocal that speaks to people, the words in it. And I think when you're able to capture moments like that in your tracks, it's special.
Let's talk about the future here. Where do you want to continue to take this, both in production and DJing, as time goes forward?
I think the point I am in right now with my career is just to take the Purveyor Underground brand and just do a lot of those branded parties, where, you know, our message for Purveyor Underground is music first, artist first, underground always. So to always to provide that level of freedom in a safe space where people in a such a saturated and unfortunately in our industry a lot of fake stuff happening, where people can go to that space and be like, yeah, I'm in the real space. This is the real deal. I don't have to wear a silk shirt and play bro tech house and try and fit into whatever things that the industry is demanding. This is the spot to be in. So we're bringing that party to different cities like New York, San Diego, LA, hopefully Philadelphia later in the future, and back here in Toronto. So I'm excited about those parties, and that is the future for me with respects to DJing. Production and education wise, continuing to do that on my Patreon and just, you know, providing the things I wish were available from an education perspective when I started my production journey.
Okay, this has been Demir. A selection of his tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp. As well, a full list of his web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Remember to check out both of his albums and his remix of the track Distance, out now on Music for Lovers. Thank you very much for doing this.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Demir for agreeing to interview. His remix of Soul Central, Robin S., and Crystal Waters' track Love One Another close things out. Full track list and a selection of Demir web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Head over there to find out more about the mind behind the music. If you've enjoyed the show and want to hear it again, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at CITR.ca or Apple Podcasts to give this one another spin or to hear more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by. Keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, we're going to hop back 8 years in time to 2015 for one from Tommy Bones. This is Get Down, a Strictly Rhythm track. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here next time.